All right, Darren, if I could first have you please introduce yourself.
I'm Darren Enan, First Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association.
And we are here at the U.S. Grains Council Delegates Meeting in San Diego. And first, just why don't you tell me just a little bit about why the National Corn Growers Association is involved with the U.S. Grains Council and how you work together?
Well, we work very well together. The Grains Council, what they do is there's kind of our what I consider the export arm of the corn industry. And so from the National Corn Growers perspective, you know, we do a lot of domestic policy. We don't work on exports per se, so we need our sister organization, we call them, to handle our exports. We do export roughly 15 to 20% of our corn crop, and so that's a very important market for us.
How do exports look right now?
Well, of course, they're not as good as they were a year ago, but it's not due to production or supply of grain, it's just the world economy. And so that's a key thing to remember is that we're still producing the bushels. We still have them for domestic use and export use, but the world economy and the recession definitely has taken its toll.
Well, it just seems like the crop is looking really good out there. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think so. I farm in southeast South Dakota, and our crop today looks as better or as good as it's ever been. I mean, we've got a tremendous crop coming on, and I know a lot of areas were behind and had a late spring, but conditions have been favorable. Things are catching up. It's been a little cool, but if you know, just like last year, if we don't get too early of a frost, we're looking at a very, very good corn crop.
Yeah, it almost seems like we could have, no, we're talking about the second largest again, but potentially it could be the largest.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's too early to tell, but from all indications today, we do have a good corn crop coming.
And where is that corn crop going to go?
Well, you know, we've got all of our end users are struggling. Like we just talked about, exports are down. Ethanol industry's got a lot of plants idle. They're struggling, trying to find new markets for their product. Livestock industry, as we all know, has been struggling. Every facet of the livestock industry has been losing money, and so they've been cutting numbers and cutting production, and so we've got to find a home for all this corn, and so that's going to be the challenge in the next year is just what are we going to do with all these bushels?
Well, and the livestock industry, that's a pretty painful thing, and the livestock industry is really the corn growers' best friends. They're the ones who the biggest users of your product. What do you have to say to the livestock producers out there that are your customers?
Well, you know, they are our biggest user of the crop, and they are our good friends. We've worked very closely with them on a lot of issues. You know, we don't always agree on every issue, but we've been able to work well over the years, and, you know, feed costs have come down, but the challenge is how can they get a fair price for their product? And that's what I think we need to focus on. Maybe we can help them look at what they're getting at the farm gate versus what is being charged in the grocery store, for example, and how can we make up that difference? Because there is a significant difference.
In the midst of all this, we continue to face challenges from activists who are attacking the product that we produce. How are corn growers dealing with things like the movie Food Inc. and things like that? How do you feel as a corn grower when you see things like that?
Well, it's very frustrating because, you know, Food Inc., for example, and just other attacks on agriculture as a whole are very misguided. They don't have the facts. They don't understand how we produce food, feed, and fuel. They don't understand how we raise our livestock. I mean, I'm a livestock producer, and the way I raise my livestock is better than the way a lot of people live, and they just don't understand that. And so we are constantly trying to get our message out. We are expanding our communications programs to get the message out, not only to our grassroots people, but also to the consumer. And so that's how we're trying to counteract some of these attacks.
All right, well, we got the general session started, so I'll let you go. Thank you very much, Darren, here at the U.S. Grains Council Delegates Session in San Diego. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.